That was just way too easy. The Laker defender lost him, and Helfside did not come over, so he had virtually an uncontested right-handed layup.
Now, I don't know if you can hear Majewski in the sideline here, but he was screaming, "Where's my outside defense?" Shot up there by Warren, tipped it over by Graham, but he couldn't get a rebound control to Moore by James. James pushes it up the court to Reek. Oh, Reek gets it and feeds it by low to Botel. And Botel gets fouled on the floor. Or are we going to the line?
No, I think they're saying on the floor, and if that's against Peter Mead, that will be his second early on in the contest.
And we got Zuerman in the game, Nathan Stone's in the game, Jody Lawrence in the game, Peter Mead's in the game, and Evan Gasco for Lakers. On the USA end, we're looking at Dan Rook, Jake Howard's back in the game, another interesting group, Dakota Gangler.
Lakers are going to get the ball underneath their basket, it looks like, on the alternate possession.
I don't know, but we got some bad substitution going on. I'm glad that's your job, because I hope you know who's in the game right now.
Well, Nick Fletcher took a very quick break, and he's back in the game already. He wasn't out for about 30 seconds.
Brody Lawrence gets it behind the three for a long shot. No good. Good in by Dan Zimmer or Zimmer?
Zimmer, I think, knocked that in.
That was a great play. Whoever tipped that in, I believe you're right. It was Zimmer. That long three was no good. Tipped in there, making it 18-11 with 47 seconds. USA with the ball. James sets up his offense from the right side. He's covered there by Gasco. Gets it back to the top. We got a shot by Nick Fletcher for a 5-3. Let's give him a 2 there. 18-13. Lakers with the lead in the ball. 31 brings it up the right side. He's covered by Botel. Just a token defense there. Not really a full court. And you'll see how much Botel is going to sag off his man. He will not get in any close contact.
The USA is definitely sticking to that 2-3 zone, and they're just sagging when you're on the weak side and helping out when necessary.
I think if I was Lakers, I would take it at Jake Holland right now. He just can't help himself with the play tough defense. They feed it inside to Zuerman. He throws it back outside to Van Tiffer. Van Tiffer's 3 0. Good rebound control there by Jake Holland. 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 1 second, shot up. No good. And at the end of the first quarter, it's going to be Lakers 18, USA 13. We'll be back here.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Seaboing, equal housing lender, member FDIC.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need a switch to the talk of the thumb.
Can you believe it? Thumb Cellular has been serving the thumb area for 20 years. Now that's something to celebrate. To kick off Thumb Cellular's 20th anniversary, you can now buy one cell phone and get a second one for only $20. For example, get the new Samsung Profile for $79 and get a second one for just
$20.
Take your pick, mix and match from a great selection of cell phones. Not only that, you'll receive 20% off all the accessories for your new cell phone. Terms of service apply. So help us celebrate 20 years of dependable cellular service in the Thumb. See your local Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for all the details. And discover why, for the past 20 years, Thumb Cellular truly is the talk of the Thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular!
Over the USA Patriots. And right away, they get a quick steal right from the USA Patriots. Just a reminder that this part of the transmission of this broadcast is carried by some players that's not going to serve, and we'd like to thank them. And well, we'd like to thank you, too, for being a part of some players and what you guys do for all the Thumb Area sports and a lot of other benefits and things that go around here. We really appreciate that.
Well, thank you. We're very glad to do it, and we enjoy being part of it.
Lakers at the the ball. Rory takes it to the right side. Gives it off to Burris. Burris brings it back to the tap to Booker. Booker brings it down in the corner to Warwick. Warwick goes over to Clark. He takes two dribbles, brings it to the tap, gives it back to Brody Lawrence.
Lawrence was the leading scorer for Lakers in the first quarter. He had five. Andrew Butello led USA with four in the first quarter.
Right now, USA, Lakers look to slow up the game, and they're going to slowly change their tempo here. They're just pretty much playing back to the back and looking for Dueling inside, but Dueling now looking real hard and needing a broker to get position. Right now, they give the broker at the free throw line extended. He shoots over Holland. No good. Rebound chase down there by Dan Drake. One pushes the ball off the court to Fletcher, Nick Fletcher. He hands it off to McBrayer. McBrayer keeps it over the corner. The rook shot's no good. Rebound controlled by Zuerman, and coming in from behind is Fletcher. And we're going to get a jump ball. So that's where I was going to keep it with the Lakers. USA.
That was really great hustle by Nick Fletcher. It looked like Lakers would control that rebound, and he came in over the top and tied that ball up.
Fletcher gives Fletcher is four inches shorter than Zuerman. Back in the game for USA is Gangler. Out went Fletcher. We've got massive substitutions. I feel really bad for anybody that's listening because I can't tell you who's coming in or going out right now. Both teams are seven left and right.
Nick Fletcher made a great move to the basket. They missed the layup, and right there is Paul Zimmer to clear the board and get the ball going back down towards Lakers end.
6:20 to go. 18-13 Lakers with the lead here in the first half. And they're controlling the tempo right now. They're basically playing catch at the top. We're waiting to see what they're going to get inside. Being very patient. Brody Lawrence with the ball now. He feeds it over to Zuerman on the right side behind the line. Down to Warwick. Warwick back to pass to Lawrence. Lawrence brings it all the way around the left side. Gossett brings it back to Lawrence all the way around. And they're basically just waiting for a wide open three or something inside. But right now we've only got Volker post up inside, and he's not even getting into the paint.
Uh-oh, that foul is on Andrew Butello. That's his third, and that is going to be a problem for the USA Patriots.
And I'm not sure why he went out there. They threw it down in the corner to the big guy in Zuerman, and I haven't seen him make a three yet in two games.
He was probably 22 feet away. I don't know why you would be that close to him where you could possibly be in a situation to commit a foul, but it is his third foul, and Paul Zimmer is going to go to the line and shoot 1-1 with a 5-point Laker lead.
Yeah, that was really interesting on Botello's part. It almost looked like he was frustrated that they were into a foul. And, you know, you can't blame USA for Lakers for doing that. They want to control the tempo. That's why they're going to control the tempo. Come play defense on me, or we're going to stay out here and play catch. We got the lead, 19-13. Yeah, we got the home court advantage.
Lakers look very content. If USA wants to sit in that 2-3 zone, just to pass the ball on the outside and look for the open shot. Clean the glass with two USA guys draped all over him. I tell you what, for a freshman, he's got an impressive body. For a high school basketball, and he's obviously a very smart basketball player.
USA was just not passing out here right now. I haven't seen him do anything. They're right underneath us right now. They really don't look like they're attempting to pass out. They're looking to take one shot and set up for it, which is not
I think Coach Gainsborough might want a timeout here. He's getting a little frustrated with how his defense is not matching up with the Lakers offense.
And that last shot was up and in and good. I don't know who made that, but it's going to lead to 22-13. We're going to take a timeout here with 5:02 to go. We'll be back right after we hear from Mark Shoreline.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. Son of a... What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out. All hassle-free and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's body shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See more.